Kiribosa Gudva. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bavakamad of Samachay. And after a couple of days of pretty heavy drushas, right? We have some drushas today as well, but not nearly as perhaps technical as the last couple of days. So we're here four lines down. Samachay and Aleph at the Judats. Gufa, let's go back to something that Rav said. Amar Rav, Rav said, Karen Kain Shaganav, Teshulmin Kefel, Teshulmin Al Rechamisha, Keshas Hamada Bedin. Right? When do you calculate the Karen, which is the principal, and when do you how do you calculate the Kefel, the double, and the Dalar Vehei, potential four or five times the payment? So Rav says you calculate the Karen, the Keshas Gzela, right? Kain Shaganav, with the moment that it was stolen, and the double, and the right, the four and five, is calculated at the time. When you were in Beis Din, right? When you cheshbened out, right? In Beis Din, you were found guilty. Now, you're going to see this. The Gemara is going to keep on going. It's going to limit Rav's statement. But right now, again, the Karen is calculated at the time when it was stolen. So if it was worth 100 when it was stolen, they pay 100, right? Even though it's gone up or down in value theoretically, right? And you pay the kefil and dalva, hey, right? Calculated by the time, whatever the item was worth when you came to Beis Din, you were chayiv. The Gemara says, my time with the Rav. What's Rav's reasoning? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Gneva v'chayim. Again, the Gneva and chayim in the same pasuk. My Pasha says, I'm not sure exactly, because there's no reference to it, but I assume it's the pasuk on the side, but the Torah or, right? Im himatei timatei biyado ha-gneva, right? Mishor chomor ase chayim shnayim mishalem. Right? That says the word Gneva. If you find the Gneva, right? You pay, if you find it chayim, you find it alive, chayim mishalem. But the Gemara darshan is something else, right? And outside of the Pashas of the pasuk. Right, what does it mean by that you found it alive? Right, achya lekaren kain shaganav. You should revitalize, resuscitate. I don't know. Make the karen alive, i.e., right, as if it was at the moment that the item was stolen. So that's lechora pashas pashapshat reading in the Gemara is that that's why you pay karen kain shaganav. If you just look back, right, Rav said two things. Right, you pay the karen. Right, you pay the principal by the time you stole it. And kevel davel hay is when you ended up in Beis Din. So the Gemara says, my time, what's Rav's reason? Right, so it seems to be answering, right, that why you pay karen kain shaganav, that why you pay for the karen, for the principal, right, evaluated by the time of when you stole it. That's a quote to pasuk. But Tosos, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Masel Gufa, just fascinating, Tosos says that's a Beferish Mishnah. We haven't learned that yet. We'll do it in about a month. But later in the Masechta, right, it says, Kol Gazlana Mishalim Kishas Gzela, right, anybody who pays for something that they stole, right, if they have the item, they can give it back. But if they're paying for it, you evaluate the item based on when they stole it. So Tosos says, that can't be our drasha. That doesn't make sense. That's a Beferish Mishnah. So he says, actually, the proof, the question, the Gemara was on the second part. Kishas Hamad Abedin, right, the Kefon Dal Vehe. Didn't the Gemara say, right, a drasha based on when you pay Karen? Right, so the Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, you pay only Karen, Kishas Hagzela, Kishas Kain Shaganav, but any double payment, or triple, or quadruple, or quintuple, right, Dalvei, that's going to be evaluated based on later on. Okay, either way. So Amar Rav Sheshes. Now we're going to get to work limiting Rav's statements. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, last place, going back to the Gemara over here. Yeah. Amar Rav Sheshes. Amina ki naim v'shachiv Rav, Amar lo hashmaitza. Rav must have said this when he was half asleep. Titania kish blender rice. Kachusha v'eshmeina. If you stole a kachusha, a thin animal, and you made it fat, mishalim tashlim kevesh, tashlim arvi kamesha, kain shaganav. You pay kevon dal v'he, calculated by the price of when you stole it, not by the price when you stood in Beis Din. So Amrei, so they said, Mishum, no, they said, no, the answer, that's different. Why? Mishum Damalei, because the thief can say to him, Anapatimna, right, Vachakalt, why should you take, right, I fattened the thief, again, he stole the thin animal and he made it fat. So when the guy comes to get his animal back, he'd be like, why should you pay for the fact that I fattened this animal up? Right, I did you a favor, right? I'm not going to pay you based on that value, right? I fattened it up, so therefore, in that case, you're going to pay kishas ganeva, right, and not by the shas amad badin when you came to Beis Din. Tashma, bring another proof. Shmeina vechisha, the opposite case. You stole a fat animal, you made it thin. Rashi says, I'm not sure why he says this, but he says either you beat it, right, b'makel, right, you hit it with a stick, right, or you worked it very hard. Okay, mishalim tashlum kevas. I'm not sure why it would make a difference, right? Why or how you did it, but all right. Either way, as Rashi points out. Again, and also in that case, also you pay the kefal dal vehe, calculated by the price it was when you stole it. So it's against Rav. The Gemara says also hasam nami. That's also for a different reason. Because the owner could say malikat lekula, malikat lepalga. Who cares? What do I care whether you killed some of it or you killed half of it? Right? When you start starving it, right? Rashi says already that hilkach hahi shaita de achasha atchala. Then when you started weakening the animal, right, that was the beginning of the tvicha, that was the beginning of the shechting. So then you calculate it based on, right, when it was, right, if it's a long process, right, that's kind of like, that's when you started quote-unquote killing the animal, so therefore we calculated the dal of hay, right, based on when you stole it. Okay, so the Gemara just says, therefore, when do you pay? Meaning, when Rav said his statement, right? Kikama Rav biyukru bezula. It must be that Rav said in the case where the animal fluctuated in value. There was some sort of change in value. That's what Rav was talking about. Who the kamar? So Kamar says hechidami. So what's the case? So Rav said that you pay again the karen from the shas hagzela hagneva, right, and the tushal and kevel and dal v'hei from the shas hamada b'din. So when was that? What is that case when it changed value? Ilem the meikar shavia zuzula l'sof shavia arba. If when you stole it was worth one, and then the end by the Hamad Abadin, by the Beis Din, it was worth four, so Zuzi Karen Kein Shiganav Lema Pliga Adaraba. Right? If you're telling me Zuzi Karen Kein Shiganav, Dalad Zuzi, right? Karen Kein Shiganav. If you're telling me that you pay the principal, right, at the time, right, when you stole it, i.e., and therefore you'll pay one, right? Lema Pliga Adarav Adaraba. Maybe Rav is arguing with Rabba. I mean, we're going to see that we don't really want to say that. Right? Dama Rabba was Rabba. Said what? High man the gozel chavisa of the chamra mechavre. A guy stole similarly in a similar case. A guy stole a bottle of wine or a barrel of wine from his friend. Mekari shavi zuzi lo basof shavia arba zuzi. Right. Originally it was worth one. Right. Then it ended up worth four. Tavro shtia. If he was the one who broke it or he was the one who drank it, so then mishalim arba. Then you're going to pay four. And again, bishas hagzela when bishas hatavro. Right. When you broke it. Right. It from a mela. But if it broke by itself, mishalim zuzla, then you only pay right from the time when you stole it. But again, that seems to be against Rav. Again, if you're telling me that shechling tvicha mechira is similar to breaking or drinking the barrel, again, so basically, what's Rabba saying? Rabba saying if it was originally worth one, then it went to four, right? Then you would have to pay four for the karen as well, right? For the karen, for the fact that you drank it, be a dime, then you're going to pay. You have to pay four, which is bishas hamad abedin, not bishas hagzela from the time that you stole it. So Amrish, they said, kikama Rav, enichanami. We don't want Rav to disagree with Rabba. So therefore, when Rav said his shita, right, the kegon to make kara shavi arba lo so shavi zuza. It must be, well, originally it was four, and in the end it was worth one. And therefore, karen kenjigana, if you pay the basic, right, the value of the item is when you stole it, i.e. four, and tashlum kevichol to vishlum arba chamisha kedatsim adab din, then you pay the double, the quadruple, or the dal vehe, right, by the time, right, when it's down and worth one. Okay, fine. Vayter. Tani Rabbi Chanina l'suya de Rav. L'suya de Rav. Rabbi Chanina, right, taught a brisa that backs up Rav's shita. It's gonna take a couple of lines, but we'll get there by the end. Right? Balabaisha ton tainis ganav bibikadon. Again, we had this before, if you remember, right? Tain tainis ganav. If someone is given, right, an item to watch, pashtas a shomachinam, but let's just say, and he's got an item, and he claims that it was stolen. Vinishmani swears that it was stolen, Behoda, and then he admits that, no, not really, he was the one who actually stole it. So Bo, Edom, and then Edom show up to try and be, you know, to try and incriminate him. So Im Achlo Bo, Edom, Hoda, if he admitted before the Edom showed up, then he pays, right, just like a regular shvuas apikadon, a person swears falsely that he has an item, that doesn't have an item, and he actually has the item. So you pay karen, the value of the item, chomesh, one-fifth, which is really one-fourth. So for the item is worth 100, he's going to pay 25, because 25 is 1/5 of the total, which is 125. The Asham, he also pays, has to give a korban Asham. Im shibo edim hoda, but if he admitted after the edim showed up, so then mishal and tashlumi kefel the Asham, then he's going to pay the kefel, right, and the Asham. The chomsho and the chomesh olo b'kfelo, right, is going to be, right, included in the kefel. We're going to see in a minute that that's if the kefel and the chomesh are the same, so then he gets, he's potter, then he is off. Then he gets, if you look at Rashi over here, he says, the Rabbi Yaakov is shoving ke'echad a chomesh ve'kefel kamayri. Really, the case is, or were they exactly the same? If, and that's gonna, where we're going to bring our proof. Right? If the kefel and the chomesh are the same, again, that's double and the 1/5. Right? If they're the same, obviously you have to figure out how that's possible. But if they're the same, then you're going to get off of that. You only have to pay it once. You're not going to have to pay it twice. That divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov's shita. The chomim orim, the chomim say, barosh ha'v'chamisha. So right, he has a pasuk. They have a pasuk that teaches, mamun ha'mishtalim barosh moshev chomesh mamun. Right, you're only going to pay right chomesh right on the keren. Right, if, so it means if you look at Rashi, the second Rashi here, right on three lines down, ki hacha the ika kefel lo shayich b'din chomesh klal. Anytime there's kefel, there's no shayichus right, chomesh. Right, there's no chomesh whatsoever. I feel low shoven chomesh v'kela. Right, even if they're not the same value, right, you're going to be potter from the kefel. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, "Ein chomesh ve'asham mishtalin b'makom sheish kefal." Right? Not only do you not pay chomesh, you're also not going to bring the korban asham. In the case we're going to pay a kefal, but the proof is katani mias. However, we said in the Brisa that chomsho olo b'kfelo. The Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, if it's the same amount, if the chomesh and the kefal are the same, so then right, then you're going to get off. You don't have to pay two. Right? You don't have to pay both of them. You have to just pay one of them. So Gemara says, "Hey chidami, where in the world do you have a scenario where a 1/5, really a 1/4, but a 1/5 payment and a double payment are the same?" Right? Elam de Mei Kari Shavya Arba Lo Sof Shavya Arba. If you tell me originally it was worth 4 and it's still worth 4, so Chomsha Olo Kfeila, how in the world are you going to have 1/5 equal to double? Right? Kfeila Arba, right? Double is 4, meaning obviously you don't pay 8, right? Again, you pay the item plus another item, right? So the double is, we phrase it as double, but really you're only paying 4 extra, right? It's a double payment of 8, but you're paying 4 extra. So the chomesh, so the kefal is 4, right? And the chomsha, and the 1/5 payment is 1, right? Because, again, it's really 25%. So Allah must be, to make Yikar Shavi Arba Sol Shavi Zuzah, must be that originally it was worth 4, and in the end it was worth 1. And so therefore, the kefala is Zuzah, the double, right, is 1, because we go by kasha samad bedin, and i.e. that's double the keren, which is 1 extra zuz, and chomsha, and also right, the 1/4, really 1/5, but 1/4 of the original is also zuz. It's also the same as 1. Alma keren kain shiganav, right, and tashlum kefal tashlum arba chamisha kasha samad bedin. This proves Rav Shita that if it goes from 4 to 1, right, you pay the keren, right, which is going to base the kefal on kasha's kain shiganav. And that's going to be 1. I'm sorry, the other way around. The keren, which you're going to base the chomesh on, right, is going to be, goes king shaganev, which is 4, and therefore you're going to pay, the chomesh is going to be 1, and then the kefal is going to be v'shah samad abedin, which is 1, and therefore you're going to pay an extra 1. That's how they could be equal. So Amar Rava, Rava says, after all that effort, lolam, no, really, that's not a good proof, because meikara shavi arva v'hashtanami shavi arva, really could be a case, right, where it's 4 and 4. Aye, how in the world you get a 1/4 and double payment, it's going to be the same, if it's worth 4 and 4. The kashi kefala arva v'chomsh zuza. Right, Hagamai Askina, what's the case? Gion Shem Mishnah, V'chazar, V'nishba, Arba Pam. Right, very simple. Right, again, V'hoda, and then he admitted, right, the guy swore 4 times. So he's owed, he owes 4 chomeshes. Right, so the kefal is 4, and the 1/5, which is really a 4th payment, is 1, but it's 4 times. V'tor Amma, V'chamishi Sa, V'tor Ribza, Chamishi Yos Harbe, V'karen Achas. You can have that. You can have a thing where you're going to pay 4 chomeshes. And therefore, that would be the same case. And then Rabbi Yaakov would say that you are, in fact, potter. Okay. Amar Mar, it was said in a brisa, or the brisa we said before, right? The sheet that we quoted a minute ago. Have a chamim omer b'rosho v'chamishi. So, right, mamash ha'mishtalim b'rosh moshif chomesh. Mamash ha'mishtalim b'rosh, right, that you don't going to pay, right? Ein moshif chomesh, then you're not going to pay a fifth, right? Only you're only going to pay a chomesh, right, on keren, right? Not anything else. Aval asham ma'isi, but you bring the carbon asham. Ma'ish na'chomesh d'lo mishtalim, right? D'chtiv b'rosho v'chamishi so. Right, so again, why do they learn that drasha, that you're not going to pay the chomesh, if it's, you know, situated when there's some sort of kefal situation, you're only going to pay chomesh on a keren, because the pasuk says, Barosho v'chamishi sov. Problem is, Hashem Nami lo mishalem. Right? What's the rest of the pasuk? The pasuk says ve'es Hashemo. Right? Then the pasuk says and the korban Hashem. So why should they pay the korban Hashem? Right? If that's the pasuk you're using to teach me, you're only going to pay a chomesh if you're paying Karen and not Kefel, right? Why should you also not get off from the Asham that's in the same pasuk? So the Rabban would say to you, yeah, S, right, Piske Kro, the pasuk, right, stopped, right, the drasha that you're learning is from Barosho B'chamishiso, then it said V'es Ashamo, right, V'es separates the Asham from that drasha. I, Rishim Bayochai, what does Rishim Bayochai do with this? Because he says you don't pay the Asham in that case. So he said, V'es Arbekra, right? The S actually includes, right? It connects it to the previous drasha, and therefore you don't pay the Asham either. I, Rabbanan Amri Lecha, right? So what do the Rabbanan do with that? So Lo Lichta Rachmana, Lo Vav, Lo S, right? Rabbanan said you don't need the Vav or the S. If he's having both, that must be the separate. Rishim Bayochai, Amri Lecha, he would say, no, S Lo Tzagi Dulukasav. You need to have the S. Lavtsugi Bein Mamun Gavol, the Mamun Hedyo, right? Because you need to explain, right? Separate between, the Asham is a Mamon Gavoa, goes to Akash Baruch Hu, right? The what's it called? The Chomesh goes to the guy. You don't pay the Chomesh, right, to the Beis Hamikdash, you pay the Chomesh to the guy you stole from or you tried to steal from. So therefore, right, Hilkach Asa Vav Arve Kra, and therefore, since it needed to separate it, it needed to write a Vav also, right, to reconnect and include, it in the Halacha. I'm Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Eli says, Ganav Tle Venasa Ayel. Or Egel Vanasa Shore, right? Nasa Shinei Biyadu V'Kno. If you steal a young animal, then it gets older, right? It's a lamb and turns into a ram, or it's a calf and it turns into an ox. So the Shinoi is Biyadu, and therefore, right, the guy acquires it, right? He is a Kenyan, and therefore, Tavachu Mokar, Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mokar, if he then shechts it or sells it, right, then he's going to be potter from Dal Vehe because he's really shechting and selling. All right, his own animal. Ace Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Eloi, one second, the Brisa says, Gun of the Televen as a Isle, Eagle, Ben as a Shore. If you get the same thing happens, you steal a young animal but gets older. Michel and Tishon the Cave, Azashim Arabi Chamisha, Kain Shigat. If you pay, right, the Cave on Dollar of Hay based on the item that you stole. You stole a lamb, you stole a calf, that's what you're going to pay. This is not because I have the Chanina Bishinoi. If you tell me that you acquired the animal, am I Michel? Why in the world? What do you mean you paid Dollar of Hay? Kishazak Zela. But it's your animal. So Amalei, so Elamai, Shinui Lukani. So you say, okay, but what are you going to say? That the Shinui doesn't acquire it? Amai Mishalim Kim Shiganet. Why would he therefore pay according to the time when he stole it? Right? Shalom Kiyashta, he should pay, meaning right now, meaning he paid based on the Shah Samad Abedin, right? As we said by Rav, right? Normally you're going to pay Yal Behe Shah Samad Abedin. Why, if he doesn't acquire it, why should you pay Kin Shiganef? So Amalei, should say that, he said, Rabbi Chanina said back to him, Yashta Hainu Time Adol Meshalim. The reason you don't pay according to what the animal is worth right now, Shem Damalei, Torah Gan Vilacha, Dichra Gan Vilacha. Because the guy could say, I didn't steal an ox or a ram from you. I stole a baby. So Amalei, so very fascinating exchange. Rabbi, just to finish off for today, Rabbi Eli said, Rahman Islan Mehai Daita. Rahman Islan, may God save me for your opinion. Rabbi Eli said back to him, Adrabah, not the opposite. Rahman Islan Mehai Daita Dindach. Right? Let God save us from your opinion. So what's going on over there? So Pashas says, Rabbi Eli is holding that if there's some sort of shinui, right, some sort of change, right, in the animal, that it's completely not the same animal, right, so then it, lechora, there was a kinin over there, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv, right, tzvicha or mechira. Rabbi Chanina says that the things is not shaykh whatsoever, right, what's the difference? Right, why in the world would the item being changed have to do, right, with dal v'hei? Right, you stole an animal, you shecked it, you sold it. Who cares what the animal looks like right now? Right, lechora, he would say that the two things are interchangeable. Again, when we learned on the concept of shinui kona, right, this probably will make a little bit more sense. But there is a concept of a person changes an item, he's acquired it, and just owes the value of it, and etc. But that's already, right, we're not going to. We'll talk about it. We can start that tomorrow, as you see in the two dots, right? The two dots. It's a bit of a strange two dots. We'll stop here anyway. But the next question is, why shouldn't he acquire it by Shinui Hashem? Because there is this concept of Shinui Kona. Right? We'll get into that a little bit. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. And we'll have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.